get back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Hump Day Wednesday, June 18th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of news, lots of things happening in Lansing, lots of things happening in Washington, lots of things happening over in Israel and Iran. Got a great show lined up. Text line is open. 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Any long stories or videos, please text those to me after the show at 12 noon. One of the things that the Republicans in Lansing are working toward is sitting down and making a compromise with the state Senate Democrats and the governor, Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, regarding school funding. Well, seems like the July 1st deadline that Matt Hall predicted wasn't going to happen is a possibility. They're having meetings. They're having discussions. They're going to have a tough time, in my opinion, to get it passed in the House. But what the House wants, the Senate doesn't want. What the Senate wants, the House doesn't want. And even the governor has a different number, a different idea. So this is going to be a total compromise. Question is going to be, how much will the House Republicans bend or cave to the quote-unquote, coming from Matt Hall, Speaker, the BS crazy budget they passed in the Senate. Senate is acting like they're not going to budge very much on their end. Republicans have already passed theirs, and they are staunch on their position. So it's going to be a very interesting process as we move forward. But one of the things that we're looking at, of course, besides the budget, is whether or not the governor is going to finally weigh in on the process. Is she going to come out publicly with a statement and trying to get public support? So one of the things I think that we need to look at is the process moving forward back in legislative session today and tomorrow. Basically, this week, that's all they had. The House isn't even holding session this week, so it's totally up to the Senate to get reviews of the House version. So we're going to see where this basically goes. We're going to see where this ends up. And one other thing that the Senate's also looking at is prevailing wage exemption. for pre-2024 school bond projects. Why? Because they want to save money. They want to be able to build these projects at a lower wage rate cost, so there may be working on an exemption. We'll talk about that. We've got so much to talk about. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, in the next segment. If you have any questions, text me right now, 231-360-5140. I'll get your questions in to Dr. Jeff. Also talk about the new veterinarian doctor joining him and his team. We'll get a perspective on that from Dr. Jeff. So again, text me your questions, 231-360-5140, and we'll ask Dr. Jeff in the next segment. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital, as soon as we get him connected into the studio here, we'll get this interview going. Looking forward to hearing the news about the new doctor coming to Sioux Animal Hospital, and also want to discuss some other things. I already have two questions that I have received from the audience for him as soon as we get him connected. For some reason, let's see. There he is. Jeff, are you there, sir? Okay, we're not connected. We're not listening, hearing you on the studio. Do we have a setting wrong or something on the system? Let's see if this works this time. Okay, for some reason, we're not getting him connected into the studio. Hello. Jeff, are you there? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, you said on the text message this morning, one of the chicks from the nest on the International Bridge, what the heck are you talking about?
Well, there is, you can go to it too. It's Sue Bridge, SAULTBridge.com/FALCAM/, or type in International Bridge Sue Falcon Cam. They have a pair of peregrine falcons that will nest in the bridge. They've got little nest boxes and anything. Well, about this time of year, what happens is the chicks are fully feathered, and now they're trying to learn how to fly. Well, one of them got out and fell, I guess. We got a call from the bridge authority, like, hey, this, we can't get it back in the nest, and da-da-da-da. So they brought it in. We checked it out. I think what happened is she just kind of fell, or she or he, I'm not sure what sex it is, but fell down, and they couldn't get it back in the nest, so we took care of it overnight, and then we transferred care down to it's called Skegmog, Skegmog. It's a raptor rehabilitation center down by Traverse City, so we got them in. But that was pretty cool. See, I haven't had the chance to, you know, we do a lot of, you know, hawks and, you know, and owls and like that. It was really cool to see one of these falcons up close. Pretty neat. These are the ones that can dive at, like, you know, 200 miles an hour or something. You know, you see videos of them online.
Oh,
so
wow.
Pretty cool. Yeah, they're pretty cool. So
now are these a protected species?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep, yep.
So how common has this been for them to build the nest in the International Bridge there in Sault Ste. Marie?
Very common, apparently. There's not a lot of them around, which is why they're protected. They like to build their nests, like in nature, they build them up in cliffs and things like that, too. So obviously, the International Bridge, being a large vertical stone structure, it's like perfect for them. And they actually have a nest box that they build for it. And they come back every year, I guess, or about every other year or so. And I think it's the same pair of falcons that come back and raise chicks. So New York has them too, I think, if I remember correctly. Same thing, though. Big high-rise buildings, big canyons, perfect for these things. Plus also New York's full of pigeons, so plenty of food, you know. Right. Yeah, so no, they're really cool. Another interesting thing, if you look at them, because remember, they can fly so fast that if you look at their nostrils, if you ever see a picture like of a jet engine, like on a fighter jet or something like that, or on like something that goes supersonic, like the SR-71 Blackbird,
sure.
There's the engine intake, okay, the front of it, and then there's like this nose cone that's inside the intake that then funnels air into the engine, okay?
Sure, sure.
Those are there to help air flow into the engine in a laminar flow, so the engine is more efficient, can breathe, quote unquote, I'm using my air quotes, breathe better. Okay. Nature beat us to it. Peregrine falcons, for the fact that they can travel so fast, if you look in their nostrils, have a similar structure to this for the exact same reason, because they are traveling so fast that if they didn't have that airflow, the bird would pass out in a dive because it would lose oxygen. It couldn't get air into it. So they've got, so nature and God has given them this little bitty cone inside their nostrils. Other raptors don't have this.
Huh.
So yeah, this is pretty neat. You got to see one. I mean, the things I've always read about, this is the first time I'm kind of geeking about it, because this is the first time I've read about them. I've seen pictures of them, but this is the first time I've actually got to handle a falcon. So
now that is cool. Now, did you have to sedate the chick, or did you leave it live? What you know? What?
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine. He didn't freak out at all when you were examining him?
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it, but you just kind of got to know how to handle him. And, I mean, the thing's only about, like, 10 inches tall. It's not like, you know, we get the big, you know, bald eagles or golden eagles in here. Like, yeah, those are a little bit harder to handle, but these guys are small enough. You got to be careful with them.
Sure.
You know,
but, cool.
Yeah. Yep.
But you got to get a chance to look upside his nose. That is too cool.
Yep. All these little things I've always read about and heard about and seen pictures of, I got to actually, you know, touch one and look at one. So.
Right. Well, I got a couple of questions right out of the box.
Sure.
One of the questions that came in was, and again, it has to do with food for their elderly mm-hmm. dog. Is there a good brand or anything you recommend regarding elderly dogs for joint pain, for being able to, from a nutritional point of view, what they feed them, I guess they're looking at is the possibility of changing their food to make it easier for them to digest, easier to go to the bathroom, something that might help with joints.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, like we talked before, you can always home cook a diet or things like that. But if you want to talk about for joints and joint supplement, the glucosamine chondroitin will work really well. And that's something they can put. You can buy it either as a supplement. I've seen it come as a powder you can put in the food. I've seen it come as a pill. There are some foods out there like Science Diet calls it JD, joint diet, and it has it in the food itself, and that can help. So glucosamines or a lot of these oral joint supplements, but basically you want to look for something that has glucosamine and what's called chondroitin in it as well. For whatever reason, even though the chondroitin doesn't seem to be absorbed from the gut like the glucosamine is, they've shown that if you use them together, works better than just glucosamine alone.
Got it.
You know, and then we have like the MovaFlex and stuff that we carry here, but a lot of the joint supplements work. One thing as far as like if you think you're constipated, you know, it's just like, you know, fiber. Make sure that they got some fiber in there.
Okay, very like good. That. So, that'll help them with the bowel movements. One that they texted back, do you recommend, do you think this is a good product, Cosequin?
Yeah.
C-O-S-E-Q-U-I-N.
That is the OG original one that first came out many, 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 many years ago. Of course, they've been keeping, you know, they have been continuing. They're made by... Or are they made by Nutramax? I think they're made by Nutramax, which is a pretty good company. But they have been continuing their research. They didn't just go, oh, here we go. But, yeah, that's been, oh, wow, 30 years. Yeah, that's been around as long as I've been a veterinarian. And okay. I've watched them kind of grow and develop. So, yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, very good. Next question. They said that their dog took off this week. And when he came back, was acting very peculiar, not normally eating at the same time when the family eats dinner. Also noticed that wasn't really that thirsty. And he said, is there anything I could do to help him with hydration? Is this something maybe he ate? He's just wondering, you know, is there anything I need to possibly, you know, consider bringing him in, having him checked out? He's just not acting himself. Said he was gone for 2 days.
Might just be tired, okay, you know, and just kind of stressed out and just kind of relaxing now. If they can go a couple days without eating or drinking a lot, okay? If you go more than 48 hours, I think, unless you have other clinical signs of disease, you know, he's vomiting, his abdominal pain, you know, he's depressed, you can't get him up, yeah, then I would run him in and have somebody check him. If it's just, you know, he's kind of laying around acting tired, no other real clinical signs of disease, you know, keep an eye on him. And then if you get 48 hours, yeah, probably wouldn't hurt to have somebody just do a look over on him just to make sure there's not, yeah, he didn't eat something out there, or, you know, or whatnot.
So, yeah, normally with our dogs, we've noticed if they've gone out there and eaten something, it's probably coming back up within a day or so.
Yeah.
So body doesn't like it. So
yep.
Hey, I want to talk about your new doctor. I want to talk about your vet techs, all the new things happening there at the Sioux Animal Hospital.
Yep. So Dr. Goodman is now here officially, and she's fitting right in, picking right up. And like I said, she's very interested in cattle, kind of raised with the cattle, raising, cattle for show calves, for 4-H and things like that. And what we are going to do, and I've had some people reach out, we've actually started purchasing the equipment for it. So we're going to start offering what's called BSEs, or breeding soundness exams. Okay. This is where we can come to the farm and we can go ahead and we take the bulls and we collect semen from them. Cause that's obviously why you have a bull, is cause you want little bulls,
Right.
So we can, but if you're going to put a bull out there, you want to make sure he can do his job and he's supposed to be doing. So we go ahead and check that, and there's something that we can do right on the farm, and she can do, and she's done this before in school, so she's actually pretty good at it. She's going to hit the ground running. Right now, it's just up to me to make sure to find all the equipment she needs. So we've got it on order, and about half of it showed up already. But they can, they check for the sperm count, motility, and, all these things. All the farmers out there, beef guys, know what I'm talking about. So that's something we can do. We will go, and obviously, like I said, we will go, below the bridge too. The more people you can accumulate on a trip, the better, because it's, we'll split up the, if we got, three farms in the area, like I said, we'll go ahead and not charge everybody a full trip charge. Get like a part.
So you can share in the transportation cost.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's what the farm call is for. The farm call is basically my time I have to spend in the vehicle and wear the vehicle and gas, nowadays to drive out to where there are. Well, if I'm seeing three farms in the same area, it's not fair to charge three people the trip charge from driving from Sault Ste. Marie down to each, because I'm not coming back and going back.
Right.
So
got it.
Yeah.
You're going to be fair with everybody. Excellent.
Yep. Like I
and
said,
we've got all the vet tech positions fully filled, and you're also considering some new hires as well.
Yep, we are full right now, and right now we are focusing on training everybody we have, and go from there.
You said food animal services?
Yep, and that's the BSE, the breeding soundness exams. We're starting doing that. And Dr. Goodman, can now there's two of us that go on farm calls now. Let's put it that
Excellent.
Way.
Excellent.
So
Very
right
cool.
now I'm still kind of taking her with me at the moment, but pretty she's hitting the ground right. She's, let me put it this way, I have started a lot of new veterinarians, right out of school.
Yeah.
And she is ready. She's more advanced. She's ready faster than other. There's been some vets that I have, neither ones I have right now, but in the past, where, yep. It's been 6-8 months before I've kind of let them off their leash, so to speak.
Yeah.
She's ready to go.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I'm going to give up the phone number. If you have any other questions for Dr. Jeff or want to set up an appointment, 906-635-5910. Store it in your phone. Greatly appreciate it. Dr. Jeff, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.